This is Jordan Seculo. Today on Jay Seculo Live, Planned Parenthood strikes out.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Welcome to Jay Seculo Live. This is Jordan Seculo. We are taking your phone calls on this Monday, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. So Planned Parenthood loses twice at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. On Friday, they said, okay, we've done our three-judge panel. We've done the 11-judge panel. Each circuit court is a little different on how they do this, but the Ninth Circuit is so big that the en banc panel in this in the 11-judge panel, and then you can ask for every judge on the court, active judge on the court, to hear it, and the court declined. So if the Ninth Circuit, which in the past has been a very friendly place for Planned Parenthood, but as we've discussed on air a number of times with Than and with the government affairs team talking about the judicial confirmations, things are rapidly changing in some of these circuit courts very quickly, where you have turnover of maybe 5-6 judges in the past 2 years. So a circuit court that may have been very friendly to an organization like Planned Parenthood in the past, and certainly if they didn't draw the right three judges, they could do it, you know, if they got 11, and then if you went to the full court. But again, by this decision, this is a huge loss for Planned Parenthood. This is the day, today, that Planned Parenthood no longer qualifies for Title X funds. They have to pull out of that program, $60 million a year to Planned Parenthood alone. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. So they've lost their challenges in California, and now, officially today, they no longer qualify for Title X funds, and they made the decision to no longer try and qualify for those funds. So again, $60 million loss to Planned Parenthood today if you don't think elections have consequences. And we're taking your phone calls on it, 1-800-684-3110. I want to go right to CC Howe from our legal team. CC, this victory at the Ninth Circuit, we're calling it that because in the past, this is not how things went. I mean, typically in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
That's correct. You know, when the first blow came with the three-judge panel, I was literally shocked that it happened coming out of the Ninth Circuit. And I thought for sure when they did their appeal to en banc, which ended up just being 11 of the judges, I thought, well, this is going to get, you know, Planned Parenthood's going to win because now we're going to a broader range. And then it got struck down again. And then when they appealed to the full en banc, which the Ninth Circuit has 29 judges' positions available, there's not one judge that wanted to rehear it. So three times Planned Parenthood has struck out with the Ninth Circuit, which is really completely unheard of.
All right, folks, we're going to take your calls on this, 1-800-684-3110. And I just want to reiterate, again, you have the legal loss by Planned Parenthood, and today the funding loss at the federal level. And I think one of those first steps in defunding Planned Parenthood, and ultimately by the Trump administration, what they can do as the executive branch with these funding programs under Title X and family planning. It also, as we come back from the breaks, opens up a lot of funding for pro-life pregnancy centers, and we'll talk about that as well. So it's not just a $60 million cut to Planned Parenthood, but also could mean a lot more resources available to those pro-life pregnancy centers operating across the country as an alternative to these abortion providers. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. Remember, August is a matching challenge month. That means whatever you donate to the ACLJ is effectively doubled. Go online at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. And support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. And again, this is a critical time, a key time to support the work of the ACLJ, because for every dollar donated, it is matched by a group of donors. So it's a key time to support the work of the ACLJ. That's aclj.org. And remember, we're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. So as we said, a couple of key items. One, Planned Parenthood, again, they try and take their case to Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. We've talked about this. This is their challenge to a defunding of Planned Parenthood through the family planning laws in Title 10. This was done by the Trump administration. So this, again, because you know divided Congress right now, it's difficult to get those issues in agreement with the current makeup of the House and the Senate. But the executive branch does have their ability to, again, I think that this shows you what you can do if you're committed to the pro-life cause, and if you're committed as with those who are carrying out the functions of government, which I think is key, to again, alter these programs so that Planned Parenthood is defunded, but also opening up resources to the pro-life community, which in the past has been discriminated by these laws. That you know, if you're pro-life, you need not apply. That you had to be in favor of abortion to basically qualify for any family planning services whatsoever, which is exactly opposite of what the law says. But it's how, again, we talk about abortion distortion in the United States, this idea that everything is treated differently if it involves abortion. That's what was happening here. So Planned Parenthood's lost again at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. They've gone through every step you can go through in the circuit court. And today is the day that Planned Parenthood no longer qualifies for the money, the $60 million in federal funding. So this is this key two victories, Friday and then today on Monday. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on the air. Pat wrote in, can this money be reallocated to pro-life centers across our nation? Let me go to Cece Howe from our legal team. Cece, that is key here as well. This is not $60 million cut away from women's health.
Right.
But it's $60 million now available to those who are not necessarily in agreement with Planned Parenthood.
Right. So that you'll hear pro-abortionists and Planned Parenthood saying, you know, now you've lost. Now these women are not going to have access to these Title 10 facilities. That's an absolute lie. Again, an abortion distortion, because previously the regulations under Obama mandated that to receive these Title 10 funds, you had to counsel and refer for abortions. So you had almost 3,000 crisis pregnancy centers or pro-life centers that could not receive these funds. And currently there are 4,000 Title 10 service sites across the nation, and Planned Parenthood only represents less than 400 of those. So you might be losing the 400, but now you've opened the door to almost 3,000 pro-life centers that have access to these funds. So actually, this Title X regulation has broadened the Title X facilities that people will have access to.
And for those of you who may be listening to the broadcast now and are newer to this issue or not as involved in this issue, these pro-life pregnancy centers, which provide a lot of the again, Planned Parenthood, which is reallocating a lot of services and really just referring people, these pro-life pregnancy centers across the country, if they meet these certain standards that you have to meet, you still have to meet standards under this under the legislation and under the funding from the executive branch. But if you meet those standards, then you can apply for these funds. And Planned Parenthood decided before the case, this was interesting to me as well. It was before the case, CC, was fully decided by the Ninth Circuit. They already announced, we're not going to comply with this. They thought they could win this in court.
Yeah, and that's exactly right, because abortion is their only business.
Yep.
So people don't, you know, when they try to say about screenings and other health care, that's baloney. Abortion is their only business. And it's funny because if you go on the Title X website, the government's website, they even say that, you know, Planned Parenthood is actually choosing to place a higher priority on the ability to refer for abortion and do abortions instead of continuing to receive federal funds to provide a broad range of acceptable and effective family planning methods. So again, they're laid wide open. They're only about abortion. They don't care about family planning. They don't care about women. They don't care about a lot of health services. They only care about abortion.
Our email is out today on this issue. Again, this is an important day for life as well. I mean, it would have, without talking about the legal case, and again, they're related, but this was a key day. And I'll go to Than Bitt in Washington, D.C. Than, this moment when you've seen the federal government finally stand up for life, Republican, Democrat in the past, who are unwilling to take these steps, even though the power was within, because, again, executive branch, a decision on interpreting the Title X legislation, which is pretty clear on this issue, but it had been, again, kind of misinterpreted in the past. This is a key moment for the pro-life cause on Capitol Hill and in Washington.
I would go so far, Jordan, as to say that previous administrations of both parties have just declined to apply the law in this case. I mean, look, it's one sentence. I'll read it to you. None of the funds appropriated under this title shall be used in programs where abortion is a method of family planning. It's very simple, Jordan, and yet CC is absolutely correct that previous administrations have turned this on its head and actually required that pro-life centers counsel and refer for abortion. So there has been a refusal to apply the law, and look, it's pretty ironic that this is only the first stage of compliance required of Planned Parenthood. This was only the written assurance, Jordan. They just had to put forward an action plan to separate their finances and their abortion facility. They could not do it, Jordan, and I can tell you conclusively why. It's because they perform more than 320,000 abortions every single year, and they only provide for about a combined 5,000 services to prenatal clients or adoption referrals. CC's right again. They are not in this business, and so therefore, they were not going to be able to make a case that they could apply for it under the law.
Well, when you're in a medical profession where you have to hide, which is what most of the abortionists have to do, and again, this idea that you kind of embrace this issue politically, but in real life, this is a pretty gross business to be operating in. So instead of allowing you to look at their books, I mean, that was the key, is they had to open up, file a plan, and Planned Parenthood decided, we don't want to do that. We're not going to give the federal government any more information than we have to already.
Yeah, that's right. It's a shell game, and it always is. They try to change the language. They, you know, shuffle around. It's smoke and mirrors always. They don't want to talk about killing babies, so they talk about a woman's access to, you know, health care. And it's about abortions, plain and simple. That's all Planned Parenthood is about. They want the business of killing babies. So they weren't going to open up their books, and they're not going to change their ways.
Yep. Let's go right to the phones. Jim in Virginia on line one. Jim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Jordan. Thank you. I just want to rejoice with you about this $60 million win against Planned Parenthood. If you will, it represents $1 per aborted child since Roe v. Wade. and one step closer for retiring Planned Parenthood and Roe v. Wade. So thank the Lord, and for you too.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, you're key. The statistics are about, you're about right on par with where it's been. So it's around 60 million abortions since Roe versus Wade. That's the amount of funding that is today. And again, I think it was key. Planned Parenthood, as we've underscored, could have decided to take a course to say, you know what, these funds are important to us. We need to separate these businesses out. But we looked, Cece, at the actual numbers as well. The number of Planned Parenthood operations that were actually qualifying for this, when you think about a nationwide program, it's not the majority of these programs. And now there's a whole, as we've said, there's a whole another group of the pro-life pregnancy centers, which will now potentially qualify. It's not automatic, but potentially qualify.
Right, absolutely. So we're talking about 4,000, currently 4,000 Title X service providers. Less than 400 of them are Planned Parenthood. Yep. And then you have almost 3,000 pro-life centers who can now potentially, like you said, receive these funds. They have to apply for them. They have to comply. But because the mandate now to refer and counsel for abortion has been removed, these centers can actually get this funding.
All right, let's go back. I will do it when we come back from the break. 1-800-684-3110. Phone lines are busy, but we will get to your calls. We're already starting to take phone calls on the broadcast. That's 1-800-684-3110. This is a key time to support the work that we do. You fight these battles along the way. You build case records. You build, again, the political work in Washington, working with administrations. But it's also, in this case, working with executive branch agencies, which in the past have been extremely hostile to pro-life positions and within that bureaucracy as well. So you know the pushback was extreme that the administration was facing to again, implement these kind of rules. But if you're committed, you can. There's no excuse for the administrations of the past who claim to be pro-life to not take this action. As you can see, what bold administrations can do. So we're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, but we encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. It's a key time for us. It's how we're involved in these cases. There's more of these cases coming up. There's cases on the Conscience Clause coming up as well. It's key. Whether we're filing California or New York or Oregon, we need your support as well. So you can support the work of the ACLJ by going to our website. That's aclj.org. And again, this is a great time to support our work, because whether you're a regular donor, you've never donated before, and you sometimes donate, whatever you donate right now is matched by our group of donors. So this, you double the impact of your donation. That's at aclj.org. We'll be right back.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
I think this comment from Tommy on Facebook, and if, again, put in your comments, Facebook, Periscope, as we're going through. But this comment is key because in the question, any chance this will force Planned Parenthood to be what it should be, a place for women's health, not a place for lives to be lost? I'll go right to CC Howe from our legal team. CC, Planned Parenthood could have made that decision. They actually had the opportunity here to go forward, put forward a plan to the federal government to say, yes, we have this here. You know, we always talk about this, that we're more than abortion. We're not just an abortion business, and that we provide all these other services. This was their chance to put that forward.
Yeah.
And they decided, nope. We're not gonna do that. We're not separating these out. So they could have done what Tommy said.
Absolutely, and I think that answers his question. Doubtful that it would ever happen because abortion is their only business, and if it truly was not, then this was the perfect time for them to stand up and say, "No, we really are a whole woman's health clinic, and we're not just about abortion." So this ruling doesn't. This is easy for us to comply, but they didn't do that.
Yep. All right, let's go right to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. Nancy's calling in from California, online for Nancy. Welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm just curious to know, now, being that Congress is the one who sets the budget, can they come in and go over top of the court and say, well, we're giving them this money anyway?
Well, Congress has already decided what the legislation is here, so they'd have to go back, pass a different law, pass a different funding mechanism. It's not going to happen right now. You have Nancy Pelosi in the House, but then you also have Mitch McConnell in the Senate. So this was the interpretation, and the Ninth Circuit agreed, by the executive branch on a law which is very clear, which Congress authorized and said you're not supposed to be funding the abortion providers in the first place. And now, again, not just saying we're not going to fund Planned Parenthood, but also committed now to opening up this funding to more of these clinics, which includes pro-life pregnancy centers now.
Yeah, this rule is going to stand, Jordan. I love Nancy's question because she actually reveals more of the truth about this than she may have known. In 1970, when Congress originally spoke on this, Jordan, they said these dollars could not be used for abortion. That's been the law since 1970. But the application of that law through the rulemaking process at the Department of Health and Human Services has gone back and forth. And more often than not, it has been inconsistent with the law. So look, if Congress wants to come back and say that HHS should faithfully apply the law, they're going to have to pull up this statute that says none of the dollars can be used for programs that refer for abortion. Jordan, that's what this rule does. So if Congress tries to weigh in, and I imagine Speaker Pelosi probably will, she's going to have to make an argument other than this is what Congress has said, because what Congress has said, Jordan, is echoed in this rule.
All right, we're going to go back to your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. This week, we are filing, and just tomorrow, and other pro-life cases. These are conscience clause protection cases, which, again, is what protects your doctor, nurses, other medical professionals from being able to decide if they're going to participate in abortion. They can't be forced to participate in abortion procedures. So those cases are also being filed by the ACLJ tomorrow. So a lot of work is going on as well. Back to the phones. We go. If you want to support the work of the ACLJ, though, it's ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Ted is calling in from California on line 3. Ted, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Thank you so much for taking my call. It's Ted T. from Los Angeles, and this is a blessing, and it's definitely a turning point. And, you know, I didn't give two of my unborn children an opportunity for life. Could have put them up for abortion, or not abortion, but adoption. And chose to go the other route because I was too immature at the time. And through, you know, my life in Christ and the change in myself, you know, I've seen it was the wrong thing to do. And I just, the whole nation is starting to change their faith and go back to God and being accountable, you know. So I just think it's a milestone. And it's basically, you know, we're defending a person that cannot defend themselves.
Yep.
That person in the womb kit does not have a vote, and we're being judge, jury, and executioner. And, you know, what's the most cruelest thing you can do is to go after somebody who can't defend themselves. And we are not given that choice as children of God. And
yeah, no, we put all these protections in place in our legal system for exactly the most vulnerable. I mean, that's what you're talking about. So it's, and again, I'd say, CC, that in the past that you had to have these like esoteric arguments with people about life beginning, but now you also have science as well. So whether it's personal faith that's changed people's mind, or just the actual the facts, and that they could see it in the ultrasound earlier and earlier, science is on our side. It's on the side of life, and I think that the pro-life community has known that. It was just waiting for it to catch up with the political reality of abortion.
And you know, you go back to Roe v. Wade, where this right to abortion was judicially fabricated, and Justice Blackmun, who wrote that opinion, he acknowledges that, you know, if the baby is ever seen as a person, that Roe fails, because he knows that then the right to life attaches and Roe completely fails. And there's a lot of arguments in Roe too that are based on science and, you know, medical science. And so really, that's why people are so worried about Roe right now, is because it really can collapse because of facts and science.
We had 175,000 people join our comments on this. This was when, again, the rulemaking function of the executive branch, and if they're going to interpret anything differently or execute a new rule, you have these comment periods. 175,000 of you joined our comment. But what was even, I think, more encouraging was that 13,000 of you utilized our system at ACLJ to submit your own comments. So you took that extra step of time. Almost 300,000 of you have signed on to our briefs on this matter. So, Dan, we've seen a lot of engagement from ACLJ members and supporters on this very issue. They fought hard for these victories. I mean, and I have to say thank you to everybody out there, because you've been fighting the fight when on this issue specifically, it's the most difficult in court. It's the most difficult politically, where you have these basically two sides to the issue. In Congress, and very much, again, more difficult on our side to get people moving than how committed the left has been to Planned Parenthood. But then we've seen unbelievable engagement.
Jordan, it's such a great example of how representative government really does work. And we work really hard at the ACLJ to be that nexus where the people can make their voice heard on statutes, on laws, on other things that the government is considering. And Jordan, you're right. I mean, we filed a legal comment in support of this rule. We had advocated for it long before the rule was ever issued. That legal argument, it was the easy one for people to sign. It was important for them to sign it. 175,000 did. But Jordan, when 13,000 people implemented our tool to actually contact the government on their own, that made up about 12% of all of the comments that the Department of Health and Human Services received from both sides of this issue, Jordan. So I just think it's a great example of how when people engage with us at the ACLJ, their voice really does make a difference. I know there's a temptation to believe that it doesn't, but we help get it amplified. We help make sure that it's not lost, and it results in days like today where we win and the law stands at the end of the day.
All right, so here's what we'll do. We're going into our half-hour break. We got another 30 minutes of Jay Sekulow Live coming up. We'll take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And as Stan just said, you know, we continue to fight on this issue as well. I mean, tomorrow we're filing in federal court on conscience protections for life. So this is one of those issues you have to fight every which way, politically and legally, and also the hearts and minds, and all of you who get involved in the grassroots effort. So to support the work of the ACLJ, so we can continue to do this work as well, we need your support. That's at aclj.org. You can donate today. We'll be right back.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
1-800-684-3110 if you want to join us in the second half of the broadcast. This is a critical time. So you have a key victory for life today. So we've talked about the Title X funding, these funds that are available for family planning organizations to receive federal funding. It's and just for Planned Parenthood, in the past, this was $60 million available to the Planned Parenthood abortion provider. They no longer qualify for Title X funds today under the interpretation by the Trump administration and because of so many of you who have fought on the issue for life. So not only that, but Planned Parenthood thought, oh, we're going to win this in court because they said, we're not even going to try to comply with this, which they could have put forward a plan that says they are separate. They always tell us that. That's what they're always saying, is that they have their abortion business. That's a small part of what they do. They try to say it's 3% of what they do. So this would have been pretty easy to still comply with on, you know, first glance. If you're just reading through it, you say, oh, this would not be impossible. But we all know is that if you put Planned Parenthood and you have to, they have to make these decisions about, do they want more compliance? They want to submit more plans to the federal government. They're deciding no at this point. They thought they could, I think, you know, it was pretty clear they thought they could have courts step in and basically make this decision by the executive branch null and void, but that was not the case. So you have the victory today under the funding mechanism for, they're no longer qualified for these funds. But what was key also is that on Friday, again, we saw the Ninth Circuit refuse to go along and grant Planned Parenthood an injunction to prevent this from going into effect today. So that's what they thought. They thought procedurally they could just get this stopped and that they don't have to comply with this and that, you know, abortion distortion wins the day in court. They get treated differently, even when it's very clear they could never really qualify under this, the way the law was written. I mean, you say you can't refer to abortion, you can't refer abortions, but Planned Parenthood was getting, you know, about a third of this funding. And though the law is clear, I mean, that is abortion distortion on its face. But no more, because of the way, again, the Trump administration has decided to interpret this rule. So 1-800-684-3110, if you have questions, if you want to talk to us on the air, we've taken a lot of phone calls already, and we'll continue to do that today at 1-800-684-3110. But we're also filing in federal court tomorrow, and I'll go to CC on this. Tomorrow, CC, we're filing on the conscience protections. And this is key in the medical community, whether right. it's doctors, nurses, other healthcare providers, that they're not forced into performing abortions.
Right. And these conscience laws are just like Title X. They've been in effect since the 1970s, since Roe went into place, which actually does protect the doctors, the nurses, that they can object to performing an abortion based on their conscience. But the problem is there hasn't been any way to enforce this. So they'll get fired or not get a job, and there's no private right of action. So now, you know, again, with the Trump administration, they have said, okay, look, with these conscience laws in place, now you have to inform the doctors and nurses of their rights. You have to certify to the HHS that you're in full compliance. And if you're not, now there are tools then for enforcing that. So even though there's no private right, the HHS will come after you because you have to be in compliance with this.
All right. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. And when we come back, you put all this together. Your grassroots action, changes we've seen in the federal judiciary, so the judicial nominations by the Trump administration, and also the idea of standing up. So it's not just the judges, but it's also the executive branch taking action to defend life. So we're seeing this multifaceted approach, and that's what it takes on this issue. This is not one that you can rely on, just the executive, just the judicial. You've got to have every single one of these battlefronts going, and on every one of these issues, they're fighting back. You've got to fight as well. And remember, they're fighting back for their business. So they're fighting back to keep their operations living, in a sense, which is pretty interesting when you come to this issue. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live. Support the work of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
So you have the political side of this. So you have to have an executive branch willing to stand up for life, and then issue this new ruling on the Title X funding to Planned Parenthood and these abortion providers. So you see the political side. You have to the legal side is ultimately it will get immediately challenged, and better to think of this when you're fighting Planned Parenthood as big business. A big corporation, $1 billion-a-year business, in just there, just for Planned Parenthood. That's not even including other outside abortion providers. So just in Planned Parenthood's case, you're talking about $1 billion business. And when you go at the heart of these businesses, and that's what they're doing is abortion for money, they're going to fight back. So you have to be ready to fight as well. So you have to have the political fight. Then you're going to go into court. So you have to have the legal fight. And then you have to talk to the American people, because there's been a lot of abortion distortion throughout our kind of since this issue has come to light. No one wanted to talk about it at first. So you had basically 25 years after Roe versus Wade, where it was the only community really talking about was the Catholic Church in America. And then you had other communities start discussing the issue of life, and it's kind of broadening out. And then medical technology as well has changed a lot of people's opinion on this, regardless of their faith. So I don't think it's just a Christian issue versus a political issue. And that's, I think in the past how people saw it as well, oftentimes. And now science, technology has made it clear to anybody who doubts what's happening, that again, it's important for us to go in. As one of our callers said earlier, that we're supposed to protect the most vulnerable in our legal system. That's a basis for the American government, and that's something key here as well. I want to go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on the air. That's 1-800-684-3110. But a major victory for life today. Planned Parenthood no longer will qualify. They're not going to try to qualify. And at least that was their initial line. Is that they can't qualify. They actually cannot separate abortion from what they do. So if it was really 3%, as they like to say, of what they do, it would be pretty easy to put up the separation required under the ruling by the executive branch to say, we provide these services, but we can build a wall, if you will, and then still qualify for all this funding if it was that important. They decided they can't do that. So I think that speaks volumes as well to this issue. Sharon's calling in from California on line 5. Sharon, thanks for holding on. You're on the air.
Hello. I'd like to make a comment, and then I have a question.
Yep.
My comment is, I am just amazed at how clear the law reads and how past administrations have just ignored it and have not taken the wherewithal to implement. My question is, now that this has happened today and Friday, how soon, how many days, how many weeks, months will it be till the funding is actually not being received by Planned Parenthood?
So this was it today. This means that Planned Parenthood's no longer competing for the bids, no longer competing for the federal funding. So it stops today. They had their legal challenges leading up to today pretty well planned in the sense, timing-wise, CC, they had it set up where if the Ninth Circuit would have favored their position, it would have happened right before this. And they kept losing. I mean, what's interesting here is that when this went to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which in the past, as a lot of our callers would say, yeah, this was the circuit court which you could almost guarantee a victory for Planned Parenthood, regardless of the issue.
Yep.
That they would just win. And they lost every step of the way at the Court of Appeals level.
As shocked as I am on how the Ninth Circuit ruled, Planned Parenthood obviously is just as shocked. And you see that because they filed these cases, this case for Title X, they filed it in Oregon, California, and Washington, which are all in the Ninth Circuit. And they do that strategically because they used to be able to count on the Ninth Circuit to always be with them. And what is amazing is not only was it the 3 panel of judges that ruled against them in the first instance, then they had 11 judges rule against them, and then they had the full court rule against them, which is unheard of, and I guarantee you it shocked them.
Than, this was interesting that you noted, is that Planned Parenthood could have bought more time on this issue. They could have dragged their feet, in a sense, into 2020 and in March of 2020. But they just said, I mean, because this was part of their legal case, is that if they would have made that clear, they would have had even a less compelling case in court. But part of their whole issue was, we can't ever comply with this, so we're not even going to try. We're not going to even try to submit a plan to the federal government. There's no way that we can have separation from our abortion business.
Yeah, it goes to Sharon's question. It's really so revealing, Jordan. I mean, today was just the day they had to submit a plan, and then they would have had to provide supportive evidence, documentation in September of next year that plan was going according to schedule. And then in March of 2020 was when the last hurdle would have had to been met, Jordan, and that was when the physical abortion practice would have actually had to be separate from the other business that they had. So, you know, you're talking another year and a half to meet that compliance hurdle. They didn't even try to run the clock out, Jordan. They just knew that there was no way that they could do it, or maybe they just weren't willing to. I think it was probably a little bit of both, but it was the bare minimum standard, the standard of just presenting a plan to comply with the law that they said they couldn't even comply with. So to Sharon's question, that's why the funding turned off so quickly. They could have dragged it out a little. They just weren't able to do it.
We are filing today. So, I mean, we have to thank you. We've gone through these numbers, but there's a couple hundred thousand people signing on to the comments. Almost 300,000 people signing on to the briefs. 13,000 of you took the extra step of filing your own comments with HHS on this very rule today that goes into effect, defunding Planned Parenthood to the tune of about $60 million a year of federal taxpayer funds. This is because you fought on these issues as well. So I have to thank all of you who have done that. And if you want to continue to do that, you support the work of the ACLJ. We're filing tomorrow in federal court on conscience clause protection cases for life as well. So these battles don't stop. They're going to fight every step of the way, every inch. But we believe it's important that you've got to stand up for these issues and give you a vehicle as well to stand up for these issues. So go to ACLJ.org. You can support the work of the ACLJ. You can take a stand on these issues as well. And if you're newer to our broadcast and the work that we do at the American Center for Law and Justice, you can also get educated on these issues, which is important to do. Because if you are, if this is something and an issue that you're not as well versed in, and there's been so much distortion, and that's why in the past, Republican, Democrat, whether they were telling you they're pro-life, whether even if their judicial nominations were good, but did they really want to rock the boat in the bureaucracy, fight back against all those bureaucrats that were that are going to try to undermine you every step of the way, and go through HHS, which is typically in the past been extremely hostile government agency to the pro-life position. And if you've got to be willing to take a lot of steps, this administration was, and know that you're going to be challenged in court. They were by Planned Parenthood. And again, Planned Parenthood losing every step of the way at the Circuit Court of Appeals at the Ninth Circuit. So rethinking, they're going to be rethinking their strategies as well. So we have to stay a step ahead of Planned Parenthood in this game. So I encourage you to support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. That's at ACLJ.org. I also encourage you to get involved in the issue. And we're taking your phone calls as well. That's 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Than one of those issues that also our folks get engaged on, and typically towards the end of the, depending on what's happening at the Supreme Court, if there's vacancies there, and you can get people's attention on the matter. But this kind of underscores the importance, it does underscore the importance of these judicial nominations at every level, and especially the Court of Appeals, where most federal cases, that is the last court that they will be heard. 99.9% of cases, that's it. It's not going to go to the Supreme Court. It's not going to be considered by the Supreme Court. And this is key as well, because the Ninth Circuit has significantly changed in just the past few years.
Yeah, it underscores that point in a significant way, Jordan. I mean, always before, Planned Parenthood had run into the arms of the Ninth Circuit and could be assured of a good ruling no matter what the law said. I mean, the law has been on the side of life on this for 50 years, literally, but yet the Ninth Circuit was always wrong on it. Jordan, there are now seven judges nominated by President Trump that have been confirmed to the Ninth Circuit. It means that 12 of the 28 sitting justices have been nominated by Republican presidents. Jordan, it's why you can get a panel draw like this, where seven of the 11 had been nominated by Republicans. Of course, that doesn't always mean they will adhere to the rule of law, but in this case it did, and it just underscores again all of these nominations, 144 now, Jordan, from President Trump. It makes a big difference in making sure that the rule of law is upheld, as it was in this case.
Our final segment is coming up on the broadcast. You still have time if you want to get involved in the broadcast. If you have questions about this significant victory for life, I mean, this is the first step. If you talk about defunding Planned Parenthood, this is the first time in a long time that Planned Parenthood is not going to comply. They are defunded as...
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
All right, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to get involved in the broadcast on the air, you have to call about right now, 1-800-684-3110. Pam on Facebook writes, I hope this helps people to understand that the unborn are real people and not blobs of tissue. That is, CC, where it was in the past. I mean, that was the Planned Parenthood of the 1970s, 80s, and 90s. Much more difficult for them to make this case now,
right?
And you see, with technology.
That's exactly correct. Technology is on our side. You see with the Trump administration, they are taking every opportunity, which they have the right to say that the government and this administration believes in the protection of life, and that's all life, from conception to natural death. They take it seriously that they have, you know, the obligation to protect life. All so right. It's changing.
All right. Again, Key, I want to go to Than Bennett, Washington, D.C. Than, there was a lot of steps to this victory that we're celebrating today. And this particular defunding of Planned Parenthood through this funding mechanism. So you had the executive branch. You've got to, again, not just have these pro-life in campaigning or politically, but also willing to fight through the bureaucracy to get a rule implemented that's pro-life. And then you have... you've got to fight it out legally as well. You've got to be willing to do that. This administration was willing to do that. We've galvanized all of our supporters for a number of years on this, on these, and even going back on the HHS rule when they submitted comments, which again, I mean, if you watch the news, if you see what's even reported, that is not something that a lot of people get out there. But our supporters get it. They understand the importance of engaging.
Well, they engaged with us, Jordan. I mean, for the ACLJ, this goes back decades. It goes back to previous administrations of both parties where we were asking for the 1970 law to just be applied as it was written and for abortion providers not to be allocated dollars that the Congress intended for family planning services that were not abortion. So again, it was stealing dollars from the programs for which Congress had intended it. Jordan, if you walk through it, when this rule was written by the Department of Health and Human Services, great credit to the Trump administration and the department for writing the rule as they should have and as we've been advocating for a number of decades. We filed a lengthy legal comment in defense of that rule showing how it did comply with the statute, and 175,000 of our members signed that comment with it. But we took another step on this one. We thought it was so important, Jordan. We asked people to send in their own comment as well, and roughly 12% of the comments that the department received were from ACLJ members that took that extra step and engaged with us. I think it's a big rule that the rule went final, that the department implemented it. Of course, it's still challenged in court. Of course, it's still challenged in the Ninth Circuit. But again, if you circle back to our ACLJ member engagement, Jordan, they've been engaged on the issue of judges from the very beginning of this administration. And we talked in the last segment about how there have been 144 confirmations. Jordan, 43 of them are on the circuit level. There are 43 sitting circuit court judges nominated by this president. So again, you have to kind of come at it from every angle, but it's the ground up support that really made it happen.
Debbie on Facebook writes, in the unborn are people. We've always known that, but Planned Parenthood has just tried to change the narrative. Jim says, surprised by the first ruling, amazed by the second ruling, overwhelmed by the third ruling. All those steps, CC, just within the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Yes, and he is absolutely correct. I said it before, but I'll say it again. When the first ruling came out, it was a three-judge panel, and I was shocked that it was the Ninth Circuit, and they got it so correct that they're not going to change the previous Supreme Court case of Russ v. Sullivan, which addressed this exact same issue of Title X funds and what the Reagan administration had in place. Rulings and regulations promoting life and protecting life. And then you get the en banc. They, you know, petitioned to have it on, appealed to have the en banc hearing. And I thought, oh gosh, you know, this is where we're going to lose. And sure as the world, there were 11 judges and we won again and life was protected again. And then they appealed again to have the full court en banc. And amazingly, the entire court of the Ninth Circuit, which is it is a majority of Democrat appointees, once again ruled against Planned Parenthood, and that is unheard of.
Cindy on Facebook writes, and do you think Planned Parenthood pulling out of Title X is just a way for them to avoid more government oversight? Yes. But then a big part of Planned Parenthood's business model is government funding, government reimbursements under Medicaid as well. So state funding, federal funding. Planned Parenthood doesn't really exist if they take that model of just we don't want to be oversight by government. A big part of their business is getting reimbursed by the government, putting forward those reimbursements. So they're having to do some. But in this case, it was Planned Parenthood, by their own admission, could not separate out their abortion business from the other supposedly 97% of what they do is what they say.
Yeah, well, I'd say a couple of things. First of all, Jordan, no matter what their motive was, I don't necessarily trust their motive, but I'll take it. I don't really care what their motive is. Yeah. If we get $60 million away from them and into a family planning program that does not perform or refer for abortions, that's a victory. But, Jordan, I do think they were probably hedging a little bit. I think they knew they could not comply with this law, and so they were trying to cut their losses short by giving up this $60 million in order to try to protect, like you said, maybe the Medicaid reimbursements, which are north of $400 million. Jordan, there's not a mechanism right now where statutorily and politically you can get that through both chambers of Congress. We came very close the last cycle. There were actually some Republicans that stood in the way. We were very clear with our listeners about that. But I read the tea leaves as Planned Parenthood trying to stop their losses short, realizing they could not win this one at the end of the day, and trying to preserve the greater losses. I'll tell you this, though, Jordan, a greater day is coming on that, because the American people are seeing the light about what this organization is all about.
Yeah, and it comes to light more and more when you get closer into Election Day. These issues and it's inside the Democratic debate right now, and the candidates are there, you're not going to get a lot of actual policy difference. You may hear it explained differently. Joe Biden will talk about it differently than Elizabeth Warren. But ultimately, they're going to vote the same way. They're going to put forward the same kind of judicial nominations that are cleared by the abortion industry. As we've noted to you in the past, I mean, Planned Parenthood was the only outside group that was inside the White House with the Obama administration. The only outside group writing the Affordable Care Act and going through, and even the exceptions to the direct abortion funding there, they were the only group in the room when that was written. So in the past, they're used to this kind of special treatment by the courts, by the political branches as well, and they could rely on one or the other to cover them. And in this matter, they couldn't comply with the political branch, so they were going to rely on the courts. And that worked for Planned Parenthood in the past. It did not work on this issue. Because of you, $60 million in Planned Parenthood funding has been cut. And it is because of you, because politicians wouldn't get involved in these issues if it wasn't for you demanding that they do and requiring them to speak out on these issues and take action, not just provide lip service to the issue. So 1-800-684-3110. If you want to support the work of the ACLJ, it's aclj.org. Tomorrow, we're filing on conscience protection. So we're and on every matter when it comes to life in the courts, public opinion, Congress as well. And we want you to stand with us. Support the work of the ACLJ. It's our matching challenge. Double the impact of your donation. That's at aclj.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.